I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Don Fierstead here with some additional outdoor information. Well, although the Black Hills received up to 3 feet of snow, the Game Fish and Parks say that snowmobilers, the trail system does not open until December 15th. It's mostly because a large portion is on private property and those agreements don't start until that date. Also, while snowmobiling is permitted on Forest Service-managed lands before 12:15, riders need to respect the various areas of the system that cross private property. Trails are open December 15th through March 31st. And also, they have maps that outline the nationally recognized Black Hill Trails, 350 miles of them, and 15 trail systems in eastern South Dakota, over 1,300 miles. A map also includes locations for food and fuel, as well as an additional info about snowmobiling. You can call 773-2885 for more information, or in South Dakota, you can visit gfp.sd.gov. Well, you can plan now to spend the night on Lake Ponset with the third annual Fishing for Miracles. It's an all-night fishing tournament. The 24-hour tournament runs from Friday, January 27th at 3 p.m. through Saturday at 3 p.m. Many prizes include ice augers, Vexilars, a Markham Vexilar FL-22, and much more. All proceeds benefit the Children's Miracles Network. $20 tickets are available right here at the radio station in Watertown, and it's limited to the first 199 participants. If you want some more information on this Fishing for Miracles tournament, you can hit the link at gowatertown.net. Well, the Game Fish and Parks issued more deer licenses this year, but the animals may be hard to find. Epizootic hemorrhagic disease, a viral disease that killed more than 3,700 deer in 2012, has impacted the population again this year, with more than 2,000 deer reported dead in 23 counties. The heaviest losses of deer has been in Brule, Aurora, and Beadle County. The state had issued 29,000 resident licenses this year, also 42,000 individual tags, and that was a 33% increase from last year. The Game Fish and Parks senior big game biologist Andy Lindboom, says about 1,500 licenses were returned as of noon on Friday. We have a midwinter, midweek lodging certificate special from Lake of the Woods, from Ballard's up on Lake of the Woods. It's a certificate for 4 nights. It's usually an $1,800 value. You could buy it for $1,000. It's all in a 3-bedroom housekeeping cabin that sleeps up to 6, a lot of amenities and everything. If you want some more information on that, you can call Tim Sheehan at 886-8444 for this Ballard's midweek winter lodging certificate. It's good from now through March 31st at Ballard's on Lake of the Woods. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we head up to the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge. Don Soderlund with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and Waterfall and Ice. How are you looking up there right now?
Well, not much ice as of last night. We've got almost all water open. I even saw like small wetlands that are just less than 6 inches deep wide open yesterday with even some ducks on them. So ice conditions as of right now and last night, we're looking pretty good, but I think that's going to change here real quick with some calm winds and a little cooler temperatures happening.
But, you know, even with first ice and ice, you know, there'll be open water and that won't, if there's feed out there, and there's not heavy depth or deep snow, we're going to keep the waterfall around for a while. But the bad deal is, in eastern South Dakota, sunset next Tuesday, the 6th, it all ends for ducks.
You're right. The season is done as of December 6th, the end of the day. So we will freeze up this weekend and with the temperatures predicted, and we'll keep some open spots on the refuge, no doubt, as we always do, and the ducks will keep those open, the snow geese will keep those open, and Well, there'll probably be some opportunity for field hunting around the refuge right up until that last day of the season, in addition to other areas in northeast South Dakota.
You know, I know Bitter, and maybe you've been down in that area too, holding tremendous amounts of divers, but if people don't want to go all the way up to the refuge or Sand Lake area to hunt, up in that area, are there other bodies of water or such that you know of where they could try hunting around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just spoke of Bitter. I've been on there a couple times this year, and lots of divers, like you said. There's even quite a few puddle ducks. So any duck hunters out there that like a variety of ducks and aren't too picky, Bitter's not a bad place to go, and fairly close to Watertown. So, I mean, that's definitely a place I'd suggest. And then there's other areas, if you do a little scouting, you can find. But it seems like Bitter has been pretty consistent all fall.
Marshall County holding good waterfall numbers?
Marshall County has been real spotty this year. It's so dry in the western part of the county, a part of the county that, you know, for 15 years has just been phenomenal this time of year with mallards and feeding. And it's so dry, it's really limited as far as the bird numbers up there. So you get over in eastern on the Coteau part of the county, you'll run into open water and some ducks around, but definitely not the bullseye for a waterfall migration right now.
Last question, Don, around the refuge, have you had any law enforcement problems, per se, this fall?
Nothing in particular that's worse than before. You know, we're still seeing some people using lead shot on the public areas, like the waterfall production areas and game production areas, when they're predominantly upland hunting. Once in a while, we'll run into them. After all these years, you think people have figured that out by now, but a lot of people will go hunting, you know, areas you can use lead and then jump on those areas. And so some guys forget, and some guys are just trying to get away with some things. But as far as waterfall hunters go and lead shot, most of those guys are they know, I know that's all you can use for waterfall hunting, so that's pretty much all they have out there, other than the occasional person we run into.
Well, Don Soderlund, U.S. Fish and Wildlife out of Sand Lake. Oh, before you go, how about all the numbers up there?
Oh, yep. Well, you know, the refuge is definitely down from its peak here a couple weeks ago, but we're still sitting at over 100,000 snow geese and somewhere around there for mallards. So it's been looking good up till now, but I really fear that the next few days with the calm winds and the little bit cooler temperatures, we're going to build some ice and push some ducks out. And, one other thing, too, I had heard that as of last weekend anyways, and I don't think it's changed too much because I think they missed a lot of that snow, that Devil's Lake area had tens of thousands of mallards still, and was a pretty cool sight to see up there. So there's still a lot of ducks north of us, and I think a lot of them will be pushed here between now and Tuesday, but it doesn't matter what happens after Tuesday for the hunters, I guess.
Don Soderlund, Sand Lake, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls Game, Fish, and Parks offices. Dave Lucchese, biologist. And Dave, out and about, still ducks and geese in the area, I imagine, especially probably between Lake Preston and Madison?
Yeah, you know, it seems like you have to get west of Brookings, even west of Arlington, before you start to see much for waterfowl. And they really seem to be on that big lake. I hunted Ponset and Thompson, Thompson yesterday, and good numbers of mallards, a lot of snow geese around, a few divers, a bunch of shovelers, and some Canadas were using that lake. Ponset seemed to have some divers on it last week around Thanksgiving. The guys I talked to said that it had slowed down, though. They were shooting a mixed bag of ruddies and scoff, but they said that the week before, 2 weeks before, there were quite a few more birds up on that, flying that north end up by Stone Bridge. But, a lot of the other waters, it seems like there just aren't any ducks around. So if you're going to hunt them, I would suggest hitting somewhere like Lake Thompson or right around the Lake Thompson area.
You know, we visited before Dry Lake north of Lake Ponset. That's been taken out of the state waterfall refuge system. Did you know that?
Yeah, and I did hear some shooting up to the north when I was up there. People might have been hunting that north end of of dry lake, and so it sounded like they were having some pretty good shooting up on that end of the lake.
Any word on birds between Sioux Falls and Madison?
You know, it sounds like there's a few birds around. I had one guy who was hunting Twin Lakes over by Montrose and had a few birds around that area. He mentioned something about some birds working a field out in that area. Haven't heard that much yet. Haven't heard a lot going on further south. You know, that Lewis and Clark area, Springfield Bottoms, that area often produces some pretty good hunting this time of year, but it seems like still there's just too much open water further north.
Dave Lucchese out of Brookings and Sioux Falls Game, Fish, and Parks offices, thank you. Now we head up to the Webster offices, the Game, Fish, and Parks biologist, Brian Blackwell. And first of all, how long did that good fishing continue last week on Waw Bay?
I know when the weather was good, the wind wasn't blowing a whole lot. People were out doing pretty fair, I would say, on the perch as well as some walleyes. I know Friday was a decent day, and I think Saturday as well. I think, you know, Waw Bay definitely put out some fish in the last week.
Probably not much fishing pressure on bitter, but I guess a lot of divers and mallards and probably honkers have really moved into that Bitter Lake area.
Yeah, we're finally seeing a little bit of migration down in the area. You know, we're almost at the end of the duck season, but yeah, there's definitely some ducks in the area, and you know, Bitter Lake's the traditional area where a lot of people hunt because there's a lot of birds there.
Now, that's December 6th, next Tuesday, the end day for duck hunting in Northeast?
Yes, yep, that'll be the end for the ducks.
How about other lakes, Swan Lake or in your travels in Day County? Are there other places with a lot of birds that you've seen?
You know, Swan had a lot of birds, I would say, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I think it's dropped off this week. I'm just not seeing as many birds there. Surprisingly, you know, along Reese Lake, that's traditionally a lot of mallards on both sides of the road. I'm just not seeing them. Sounds like maybe on the western part of Reese Lake there's some mallards, but, you know, not seen a whole lot right along the highway there. You know, there's birds in the area, but I still think we're, you know, down from where we have been in past years.
Ice conditions. I know there was a lot of ice on Kempeska, Goose Lake, and Pelican late last weekend, and I imagine all that's gone by now.
Right. It seemed like a lot of that ice disappeared that we had Monday night into Tuesday. We lost a lot of that ice that was starting. But, you know, you look at the forecast and midweek next week, things are getting cold. So, you know, we're going to start making some ice here soon. Just hopefully people don't push things because that ice isn't going to be good for a while yet.
Deer hunters faring well?
You know, I think a lot of people did well on the deer season. You know, opening weekend I think was good for most people. There's, you know, a few people still trying to get some deer, but I think everybody that really put some effort into it has probably their shot. Got their deer or had opportunities to get a deer.
What's some of the first work that the hatchery does after the first of the year?
Oh, the hatchery, they got some salmon eggs there right now, so they'll be working with them. I think those will probably, if they haven't left already, will go back out to Claghorn, as well as they have some largemouth bass on site right now that they're growing out through the winter.
Well, Brian Blackwell out of the Webster Game, Fish, and Parks office, thank you. Now we head out to the Sheehan Waterfall Unit north of Pier, and we're talking to Tim Withers, Game, Fish, and Parks. And Tim, with the migration and this time of the year, when will the goose trailer be occupied?
Yeah, we're going to open the trailer and the fields up, the registration stuff up Saturday morning with our drawings. You know, going to be starting, taking place an hour before sunrise. Starting to see a few birds move in, so... That's helping us, and then, you know, with our weather we had starting Sunday, the fields were so muddy, even if we would have had a significant number of birds at that time, I would have had to close things down just because of the mud. You couldn't get anywhere. Then we got some snow and drifting. Wednesday, I wasn't even able to get up to the trailer because of the big drifts on the road. We were waiting on the county to open the road, and as of yesterday, or Wednesday at like 2 o'clock, they hadn't come through yet, so we're figuring, you know, Saturday it's going to be a little, you know, it's going to start cooling off. These fields are going to, you know, firm up a little bit. At least that'll, you know, at least get to be able to get the hunters out there without rutting the fields up and everything.
Well, it looks like, you know, there had to be a pretty good migration, and with probably a lot of the boat traffic down in the pocket, I'm sure the small Canadas are moving in too.
You know, what I was seeing yesterday and yesterday evening, I couldn't get a whole lot of places, but like around my house and everything, I was watching quite a few, you know, birds moving in, heading towards, you know, the dam and then down, I'm figuring down into the pocket area. Kind of a mix, you know, the bigger Canadas with some smaller ones. Had a few reports of some snow geese hanging around up on the Sheehan stuff. Like I say, I haven't myself never got up there, but the farm guys were telling me that while they were moving cows, they were seeing them.
Okay, and if they want some more information, the phone number they can call?
Yeah, we'll start, the trailer will be manned, I guess, every day starting Saturday, but then you should give us a call at the trailer there. Area code 605-264-5380.
Tim Withers, Game Fish and Parks out of the Sheehan Waterfall Unit. Thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.